Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Biz Chat, where we are all about the business of launching you. I am your coach, Michelle. Over there is your coach, Noelle. Each week, we bring you strategic topics of insight and encouragement that clear the path to your plans, goals, and dreams, God-sized dreams. Today is Friday, April 8th. Oh, here we go. April is marching along. But first, before we go into our topic that is about impact and finances, that's what we're doing this month. If you're in our groups, you know that this month over in Launch School, we just went into impact. We're going to talk about that today. If you don't know the impact your business is supposed to make, that is probably the reason that you're a little bit on the struggle bus. That is not clear. And then finances. Over in our Atmosphere of Grace group all month, Coach Noelle will be in there breaking off the toxic mindsets of finances. So we'll be digging into those topics. So stay tuned. But first, as always, it's chat time. It's chat time. How's your week going, Coach Noelle?
It has been a very good week. My husband was out of town all week. So I actually, when I dropped my son off at school this morning, I was thinking about all my friends who are single mamas for one reason or another. And I thought, yeah, you really got to be kind of a rock star to pull this off. Cause just one week it's a lot to keep all the balls and, you know, all the things my husband usually does around the house. And, but he left cause he's actually working on his book. He has an agent and two publishers that are interested. And so we're like, you got to store that, you know, not get too busy with business to not work on the next part of the vision and the calling. So he's doing that. And highs for me were, I have put into place a new system for sales in my business and it's working pretty well. So I'm excited about that. We might have to do a show on that at some point, and talk about it a little more in detail, because when we are talking about launching the business of you, that means different things are going to work for you. So this might be one that works for other introverted type entrepreneurs. And the low around that is also that I've been doing the new strategy long enough that I'm starting to hit some of the bumps. So I got a little bummed out yesterday with some of that, but I have an appointment with my coach tonight. So I'll get some feedback. And my husband gave me a pep talk last night, which was very helpful. Yeah. So what about you, Michelle?
Yeah, it's been a good week. I broke my glasses though. And so I had to break out my Sally Jessies here. My backup glasses. So those of you who come on to Facebook, you'll get to see that. And it's rainy and it's windy. But yeah, this weekend we got to go to Antelope Island here. If you ever come to the Salt Lake area, you've got to go to Antelope Island. We actually got to see a whole herd of antelope this time.
Oh, wow.
First time ever. Like, we usually see the buffalo and maybe one antelope, but we got to see a whole herd. So that was kind of fun. Great. And hike and take the pups up and wear them out and just realizing just how beautiful God's creation is and how important it is to unplug and just to breathe. They say, experts are saying now, like, we need, especially with all the COVID stuff and what we've been through, like an hour a day in nature. A day. That's a lot. So I've been trying to at least get out and walk and unplug but that hike was just life-giving. And so that felt really, really good. And it got me excited because after we record here, I am unplugged for 9 straight days heading to Texas. And I'm just excited to use April. April's going to be a little bit of a rest month for me. I'm just so grateful for you, Noelle, taking over Atmosphere of Grace for the month and helping just get so much freedom for women in finances. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Dr. Darlene over in our Launch School. And so I'm getting a chance to unplug. And good. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I feel like this morning God woke me up at 5:55. The wind was just fierce and dark and I was like, what's happening? So I started looking up some scriptures around 555, the gematria, kind of all sorts of things spin around those numbers. So I'm going to dig in with him after we hop off here and just kind of spend some time with the Lord going, okay, I've got this month ahead. And these numbers just woke me up kind of shockingly as I'm kicking off this. This is the day that I really started to unplug. And so interesting that he woke me up at that exact time. So looking forward to digging into what he has, what he's speaking. So yeah, that's all good stuff. And so let's dive in. Let's move on to the topic because we have places to go, people to
place to go, people to see.
We do. I know you got a busy day ahead too. So, but we wanted to really lean into these topics of impact and finance. You really cannot make an impact without finances. Like your business isn't going to make an impact without finances. And it's limited anyway. It's limited to a small, your impact will be limited to a small circle without finances to expand it. So, I'm really excited about this cross section. It's always funny how God cross sections the month. If you look at the, we try to do this on the second week of the month, just let you guys know what's going on in our groups. And I just think that's such an important cross section that so many times we have such shame around money. Oh, we should only want what, you know, just for our family and just enough. But we're not thinking bigger about impact and dreaming bigger about impact and feeling the permission to impact bigger. Like, who are you? Yeah. Who am I? I've struggled with that. I don't know about you, but I've really struggled with who am I to impact more people and then my little sphere of influence. Who am I? This girl who came from, you know, a divorced single parent family who didn't know the Lord till late into her teens. I don't have this beautiful family lineage of Christendom that is so strong and stable and, you know, nor do I have some level of doctorate education that says, oh, look at me, okay, I made it to master's level. I don't see there's a lot for me to say, I've got this, you guys come sit here, which I think is as partly a good thing. Like there's no pretense that I have anything other than what God's given me. So just that understanding of where you're called to impact, because where he calls, he supplies. Yeah. Where he calls, he anoints. Where he calls, he leads and he provides. So I think it's just really interesting that these two topics have lined up in both our groups this month.
Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of maybe going off some of our plan, but I just had a thought pop that I want to share. Because, you know, when your head is going one direction and you have a thought that's completely a different direction, that's usually for me, Holy Spirit's like, Noelle, bam. So I'm going to throw that out here and see where we take it. But ladies, when we're talking about impact and finances, I remember we had years worth of time where I knew what my calling was. I was actively working on it. I didn't have the business skills yet. So I know that was a part of the story, but here's the thing. If you have a daddy who has unlimited resources and he has literally billions of ways of supplying our needs. So if you are in business right now and you don't feel like you have the finances to increase your impact, there's two things going on. One, you are partnering with a wrong mindset about money. And if that's the case, get into Atmosphere of Grace. We're having a full month of free content around that and capping it off with a challenge. And we'll put that link up in the chat and all that good stuff. But one, or two, God has some emotional heart work that he needs to do in you before you are ready for the bigness of his calling on your life. It's not about shame. It's not about you did something wrong. It's either one, you've got some wrong mindsets that you need to clear up and get a clear picture of what God actually intends for your business and your finances. And, or there's some heart stuff that, because I really believe that what I recognize is as our platform gets larger, there are more responsibilities. And if I do not have the spiritual maturity to be able to rest and know how to lean into God on that, it's crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not going to crush his girls. So that was kind of just my little rant.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point, is we know that there's a training season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a training season, and it may feel a little frustrating when you either can see the bigger picture of the impact that your business is supposed to make and you don't have the finances to catch up to it. That is a very real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't feel, you maybe have this financial abundance, and you don't feel like you have permission to step out and to make this impact. Like, who are you? So I think those are very good. That's a great point. Like, there, you could be on either side of this, and mm-hmm. and both and mean that we need some heart healing work around our finances and our permission to go impact the world. And we uncover layers of it all the time. Like, you think you kind of get to a level, and then it's like, bing, there's mm-hmm. more, mm-hmm. there's more. So yeah. So if you're struggling with any of that kind of stuff, get into our Atmosphere of Grace group. I know it's going to be hot. This is going to be a hot topic. But before we do talk about that, we wanted to talk a little bit about impact. We just kicked off this topic in
Launch School.
In Launch School, yeah. It's interesting because, Noelle, you and I have talked nonstop that the reason that we struggled so much in business was because we just plain old didn't listen. We didn't know how to listen and partner with God. Mm-hmm. And so as we went into launching Launch School and really separating what we were doing, we had the coaching community, and we realized, like, at that point that there's a two-prong part of launching a business. It's the heart healing part. That's the part that says, I'm not going to partner with toxic and find those places that I'm mm-hmm. partnering with toxic that are holding me back, mm-hmm. whether it's your business or anything in life. And so we put that over in Atmosphere of Grace. We kind of sorted that out over there because we really need to focus over in business that, just like the parable talks about the wicked fool who just buried his talents, there's a partnership that God is expecting us to walk in. And if we don't get those training wheels, you know, going first of listening to and partnering with God, we will fall for anything. We will fall for everything that the gurus want to throw out and sell. And so, you know, I was telling Noelle before we started, I used to call this like my binder of shame. All of the money I spent on tactics, strategies, tips, and all sorts of things from gurus that I really didn't need at the time, but they sounded like I needed them.
Yeah, we thought we needed them.
And I also obviously went from a communications degree to a master's level study in business communication. And like, I know business strategy, and I know now all business tactics. So I was just asking God, why all of this? Like, there has to be a purpose. We know that when we go through things, God's not going to waste it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just showed me four separate areas of business that we need to learn to strategize with him in our businesses. And once we can get that flow down in that first early stage entrepreneurship, you know, 3 to 5 years is kind of where a lot of us land in launching mm-hmm. a business. They say it takes 5 to 7 years to really be profitable, but mm-hmm. 3 to 5 years, I think, is a legitimate time frame to really work and see your business start to take off. And learning those early skills of partnering with God in these four areas, I was really shocked that all of it falls into four specific areas. So he said, here are the four things, rotate through them, and you will help you. This is what is so unique about our coaching experience, is that we wouldn't waver from, you have to hear God. So how can I coach you to hear God if, and that's it, like mm-hmm. you can do that. And then it wouldn't be necessary to have a coach. So it was just interesting how he was so particular in saying these four areas, and here's the four areas you've already been trained in, train others to hear me in these areas. So it's been crazy to watch the takeoff of our students, because mm-hmm. we can give them these areas and watch them hear God. And instead of struggle busing it, they're just whoom,
yeah. So what is going on in there? So you guys know that Dr. Darlene and Michelle are the main coaches in there in launch school. So what are you guys seeing?
Yeah, so we kick off on the first of the month, the first Monday of the month, we kick off the new topic that one of the four. And so this month it's impact. And we do brain exercise as well as coaching and soaking with God. What mm-hmm. is he calling us to in this season? Because it tweaks every now and then too, even though we think we maybe have it locked in. Mm-hmm. You and I have talked about too, just even on this podcast, we are tweaking as mm-hmm. he directs us. So yeah. learning to listen to those small corrections. He's a course corrector. I love how Jody said that last Friday. If you didn't catch our Friday Finance Friday podcast, God is a course corrector. Like he corrects courses. Like, don't worry, you didn't get it wrong. He just sometimes corrects the course because we're navigating. Like it's like sailing. The wind comes and now we got to pull a little harder or tweak this or that because mm-hmm. of the adjustments that we need to make. So we sit with God. We ask some really strategic questions to get to the point where our students know that they know that they know that this is what God's asking them to do. Then we can plot out an action-driven course of doing the things.
Yeah.
But in doing the plotting, we are doing the brain work around it to make sure that we're not throwing roadblocks at ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And all of the stuff that may come up that doesn't serve us. And then we're also getting some strategy in our why behind it so that we feel like we have permission and purpose behind it as well.
Yeah.
So it's a great first part of the month. Like it's my favorite part where we really dig in and get these ladies the freedom and purpose that they need in to go tackle the month. And then we coach throughout the month a couple times a week and get them questions answered, people encouraged with what's happening. It's great to share testimonies of what God is doing or the tweaks that he made from that first day. Mm-hmm. So it's been exciting to see. And with impact specifically, I think that day was really important because if we aren't clear on the impact, the products and the services that we come up with are going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
And the language around marketing them are going to miss.
Yeah. So how would you describe, because impact could be like considered a little vague, like how would you nail that down? Like,
how would you nail down impact? It yeah. is, what is your plan to get your client from point A to point B?
Okay. There you go. So what's going to happen in your client because of working with you?
Mm-hmm. What yeah. is the transformation that they are going to see? Yeah. What steps must they take?
Yeah.
To get and then, from point A to point
so
B.
in the school, and it's interesting too, because what you were saying about, you know, in theory, you could say learn to listen to God and then you don't need anyone else. So mm-hmm. why buy coaching? Why yeah. go into launch school? You know, but it hit me, you know, yesterday I got really discouraged mm-hmm. about a couple of things. And it was talking with my husband last night, who is a little farther down the road of business than I am, which has worked out really well for me. and also my group this morning, like, and it's not a business group this morning. It's a prayer seeking God group, but talking about what that frustration was, seeing it through other people's lenses, having people mirror truth to you, because our heads can trip us up. I remember a guy when I was in my early recovery journey and we would go to meetings and he would say, "My brain is a dangerous place. I don't go in there alone."
Oh, so good.
And so sometimes we need people, like God made us to be in community. Even Jesus, who was perfect, had his community.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Yes. And so it is twofold. It is, I told my group, like, yes, if I tipped over tomorrow, you and Jesus, well, you guys would figure this out. But mm-hmm. it is so much faster with coaching and it is so much more fun. Like it is much more fun to be in community and cheer each other on mm-hmm. and share that ride with somebody because that's how God created us. So yeah, good times. So we are on our way with impact. Can't wait to see the results of our students.
Yeah.
We are opening launch school June 1st. June 1st will be the next okay. opening. So we'll put links up coming up soon. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and drop a hello on Facebook and we will make sure to get you the link for that. But I also wanted to talk about today your finance stuff that's going on for Change Your Story Over. You guys know that Coach Noelle dropped her book last month. We had our show. Go back and watch that one. But the official launch party is coming at the end of April. Super excited for that. And so we wanted to just kind of dedicate the month of April to that. God just really just, he hit me literally. I was telling Noelle. I walked out of a room and into another space and he's like, bam, how easy do I need to make this for you? Like, you need to do this this month. Like, we switched gears. We were going down a different road and he's like, no, this is where I want you. I want you over. I want Noelle over in Atmosphere of Grace working on breaking off the toxicity we have around our money mindsets. So. Yeah. I know you went live on Monday. Tell us a little bit about how you kicked off and what's ahead over there in Atmosphere of Grace, really learning to partner. Grace being the power, the provision, the insight, the wisdom that we get to partner with that flows mm-hmm. out and puts mm-hmm. favor on our lives. And I believe that there are people out there who have figured this out that aren't even believers. They have figured out how to walk in humility and hear things that we know that the spirit hovered on man before he indwelt, right? And mm-hmm. so I believe that still happens today. And you'll see some unbelievers have such incredible favor on their life because they've learned that skill set of walking in grace. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's available to everybody. But man, when you power it with the indwelt Holy Spirit who comes into your Holy of Holies, like there's a dunamis yeah. that happens as well. So anyway, Coach Noelle, tell us how it's going over it in Atmosphere of Grace so that
we can. Well, and we have up here, if you are not in the Atmosphere of Grace group, we'd invite you to join it at my Atmosphere of Grace. You can look that up on Facebook, but that is our free group. So we are talking about finances this month. Specifically, God keeps putting this on my heart. If you have tried a lot of things, mm-hmm. If you guys were like us who really had tried a lot of things, we had a vision and, you know, we have a calling. So why is it so stinking hard? 'Cause I know I'm called to this and keep hitting financial either roadblocks or feeling like you can't move forward in your calling because there's a lack of funds. That's kind of the direction we're going mm-hmm. in Atmosphere of Grace this year. And because I was one of those, I tried all the things. I tried the Dave Ramsey and the envelope mm-hmm. system and different freezing my credit card so I wouldn't spend it reading the books, and nothing was shifting. Like mm-hmm. I got further in debt. No, even though my career, I was in a corporate environment at that point. My career kept improving. My pay kept improving and I was pacing it. Like there was mm-hmm. no getting ahead. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we're getting at. If you feel like you've tried everything to move toward your dreams and now you're just tired of dreaming because it's too painful. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about really, it's not a technique that is going to fix things. It's hurt healing that is going to fix things. It's getting the toxins in the way of, and I kind of talked about the fruit tree idea, like what's yeah. the financial fruit on your tree. If you are not getting the results that you have been working so hard for, it's not you, it's your root system. And so we're going to be digging into a financial root system. I don't know really anybody who talks about it from this angle. And ladies, everything good that has happened in my financial life and in my business has been because of this core learning these concepts. And there were definitely authors who helped along the way, but this was God-given. Mm-hmm. And it started for me with, God, I need you to teach me financial surrender. I'm at wit's end. And I prayed that prayer when I was going through a divorce and I was just broke as all get out, you know, broken emotionally and financially. Mm-hmm. So we're going to really be digging into your root system in there. And this is material that is in my course. So it's some really good free coaching that I usually charge for.
So yeah. Get in there, get in there, get in there. And then there is a VIP day workshop that you guys can really dig in deep and go deeper with Coach Noel. So that'll all be available inside the Atmosphere of Grace group. So
I hope we spelled it wrong.
Atmosphere. Foray.
Okay.
It's early. It's early. Yeah. We're
tired. I still got it wrong. Okay. All right. Moving on. Funny. You We're guys know how to spell atmosphere.
Atmosphere of Grace. If you want to look it up on Facebook. All right, ladies, we need to close out for today. We hope this has encouraged you where you need it. And we trust that God will use it to steward you toward your plans, goals, and dreams, the business of launching you. And if we can help you in any other way, just jump in the group. We are always in there and respond to your comments.
Any questions or you want to talk or hop there in there.
All right, ladies. Well, we will see you next week live. It's already the third. It'll already be the third week of the month. So we'll be live with Dr. Dar.
Woo-hoo. And
talking over again this topic. But from a brain science standpoint, you'll get a little bit deeper of why this stuff hangs up in our brains and how we can partner with Holy Spirit and unlock some things that we've been kind of held up with. So, all right, Coach Noel, thanks so much. And we will see you all next time on BizChat.
Bye, ladies.